to stop this interview pretty soon, but I wanted to ask you one more question. It's implicit in your, and I think also explicit in your guidelines, that human reproductive cloning, right, nuclear somatic cell nuclear transfer followed by the implantation of a viable embryo into a uterus to be
not
brought
acceptable.
To term,
yeah,
is not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
But I wanted to ask you whether you think that all of the other research, short of that or other than that, is necessarily going to enhance the technology and the techniques and the experience of the researchers doing it, which, when coupled with the fact that IVF is pretty advanced and, mm-hmm, and pretty successful a lot of the time, that the temptation, the possibility, accidental or deliberate, for human reproductive cloning to take place in one of these labs under some circumstances is going to be enhanced as well, and whether there's a danger from that, and what kind of steps you think ought to be taken to avoid it.
Very reasonable question, but the implantation barrier is really a profound one, because the problems that seem to occur during gestation, as after implantation, during pregnancy,
right,
we've seen with other mammals.
Right.
Those are some of the issues that you would want to see if you could sort out.
Right.
If you're really interested in using cloning for reproduction,
but
you won't have the opportunity to do that.
The Italians just created a colt from a gelded champion,
yeah,
that seems to be genetically identical to the originating source. So far, the horse looks pretty good.
Right, but again, you wouldn't know if you'd refined your techniques for doing that if you couldn't implant it. So you won't know. You would never be able to learn under our rules whether your manipulations have succeeded in getting a healthy clone.
Right, but of course, sort of the same principle that allows you to do research in non-human species to see how processes that do take place in humans take place in these experimental conditions also means that all of the cloning for reproductive purposes done with sheep and horses and frogs and rabbits can also contribute to the knowledge of scientists before they do any human reproductive cloning.
It certainly could, but here's the irony.
Right.
We're in a situation in which there is no guidance.
Right.
And that's a situation in which there's much more likely to be abuse.
Right.
Remember what's happened with the in vitro fertilization industry, not to damn the whole industry.
Right.
But, you know, the fact is that it's taken a long time for the industry to begin to apply standards.
Right.
And that was partly because the federal government took itself out of the business of investing in research in IVF in 1980, and therefore could not impose any regulation. So, you know, we are, I think, much more likely to have abuses without guidance and without regulation and without oversight of the kind that we've proposed than we are with it.
Okay.